Okay. I think third time's a charm. I tried to start this a couple times and just like the intro just didn't feel awesome, didn't feel smooth. It was a little bit rough, but we're gonna try to go for it now. Just want to start off by saying I apologize to people that I thought that this was gonna be the year that I really dove into this and kind of took this seriously and really grinded on it, and that just wasn't the case. I'll kind of go into it throughout the episode, but it's been a huge year with accountability and self-reflection and just realizing that that I was the common denominator in a lot of the problems that I've dealt with for a while now. And so going forward from that, I have thousands of apologies to people that I could probably just you can name it. But yeah, just trying my best to shed a new light on just becoming more self-aware, and just realizing that, you know, there's a lot of stuff that I need to work on and fix within myself, and it starts with me. So I've tried my best on my way out, especially coming out of where we grew up in our hometown, trying my best to apologize on my way out of there as best I could. But you know, it's just one of those things where you know, it's apologies are it's a great thing, but you know, you're not owed the forgiveness by people. So it's like I totally understand. And it's, you know, it's one of those things where it's just it's I'm just embarrassed about a lot of how I used to be just by being older, brain getting fully developed. And I'll kind of go into it as the episode goes on. But the intros I tried to do like a little bit ago were just not, they weren't good. It was real chunky and terrible and not smooth. And normally I'd just be more authentic like I normally am, but I was like, I'm not gonna waste people's time with me and umming through this first 10 minutes. So it's gonna be kind of a downer of an episode, I'm not gonna lie to you. So if you are easily triggered, definitely feel free to just shelf this one. And if you're ready, come back and listen to it now. Before, if you didn't shut this off right when I said that, it is gonna turn into a little bit more hopeful at the end. Sorry if I keep scanning from he looking here to here. I have my full screen of me on my Zoom pulled up right below me on my monitor, so I get kind of easily distracted, making sure I'm not looking like a jackass. But yeah, so there it will be hopeful. It will be a little bit more. There will be obviously some funny things thrown in. I always try to throw a little bit of humor in the misery. But it's just like I said, it's been a crazy year. It's been a rough year, and it's a lot of it has been because of myself. So it's just kind of recognizing that and just trying my best to push forward. And I'm just gonna, even this is, if this is gonna be kind of shitty, I know you guys have kind of rocked with me, whoever listens. So I appreciate it. Like I said, I thank every single person that's ever listened to an episode, every single person that's been on an episode. This is like one of my absolute dreams. And it's been so much fun creating this stuff with friends. It's just sometimes, you know, I'm literally like live reporting to, you know, however many people listen to this, like the rough parts in life. You know, I don't make shit from this podcast. This is all just a dream of mine and a desire. And it's also just a thing where I think in a world full of so many people pretending and so much fake shit, I think it might be refreshing for some people to maybe, if you don't know me, or if you do know me, I think it might be kind of refreshing to someone that's just a regular person that can be a little bit more relatable. 'Cause I don't know if people that like me, I listen to a lot of like comedy podcasts and a lot of like real big podcasts where it's like, yeah, these people have definitely been through things and they're humans like you and I. And but at the same time is I don't have, you know, a huge following and a huge bank account to turn to when this recording goes off. You know what I mean? It's Sunday night at just after 5 right now, and I have to be up a little after 3 tomorrow morning to get up to go to a job that I really have no desire to be at anymore. And I'm desperately trying to figure out what the kind of next direction is for me. And the immediate next direction is finding a job. Like, love my bosses and my coworkers are awesome, and they've done a lot for me there. But it's just at the point of no return. I know I need to move on. It's just scary because the money's decent, and and I do like the people that I work with, and it's just I'm just looking for something new and with better hours, and I'll take a huge pay cut to find some better hours for my own mental health right now, because that's what really is the utmost importance. And I find that more and more as I've kind of taken this journey to figure out and deal with a lot of my issues head on recently. And so yeah, last episode was May 14th with Daryl. Shout out to you, buddy. And I think last year or this year, I took like a year off from last year to this year. And then only recorded 3 episodes in May. It was a comeback episode by myself, 2 episodes by myself, I think. I think there was a don't call it a comeback. I think enjoy the journey, which I don't think I ever uploaded the audio to that, now that I'm thinking about that now, because I looked through my list of episodes on just the Spotify app that I run through with Anchor. So I might have to upload that at some point if I can find it. So 2 solo episodes, and then I think it was 1 with Connor when I was in South Dakota with him, and then with Daryl in May. And so yeah, and I guess I'll just go get right into it and what I've kind of been up to. I just got back from a trip with a bunch of friends. It's called Sholo. It's like 3 hours, just under 3 hours outside of Phoenix. And it's really cool, low key spot. The weather was cold and rainy, and kind of like a really dope vibe the whole time that we were there. It was honestly super refreshing to be in cold weather again. Super awesome just to kind of be like a little bit off the grid and disconnected. And so when I got back, and now that we're here, it's just been, I think Jason told me so many lip smacks, so I'm going to try my best not to abuse that into the mic throughout this episode. So yikes. What ended up happening was I was making a huge push to get back into fire, and took my EMT class back in December, passed, got my national, then had to get my state. And then I made a ton of connections and made a huge push to get on a fire department out here. And it was awesome. Throughout that entire process, I found a new gear of just being absolutely exhausted and trying to maintain, you know, going to work from Monday through Friday from 4 a.m. to noon, getting off, either getting a workout in or going to various different departments all over around here to either do ride time or do interview prep. And then, you know, get back and still was in a basketball league, still was getting workouts in, still was maintaining a social life. I'd be like either, you know, having a few drinks or smoking a little bit, and then still being able to sit down and study or go over interview prep or whatever, and was grinding through that, and such an insane process. And finally got past my first round of interviews for that, was hyped, got to the second round of interviews, thought I did well enough. And was pretty amped to get hired on and kind of grow up a little bit and start that next process of life. And so at that point, I had kind of, throughout that entire process, I had kind of mentally checked out of the job that I'm still at now. So that's kind of another thing that I'm kind of dealing with actively as I go through it, is when that happened, I kind of mentally like checked out completely, to where now it almost feels like every time I show up there, it's like overtime, because I had the expectation of getting the job and being gone. So go to final interviews, thought I did well enough to get hired on. About a week later, the results came out that I didn't get pushed through. And so it was because my test score was low. So I didn't get a chance to get kicked down the list to go through it again. I don't know if that's exactly how it works or not, but regardless. So then I got recommended. So at that point, I basically had another meltdown. I was so emotionally just destroyed. I'm going to try my best to keep myself together for this episode, just because it might get tough, and I'm not embarrassed to cry. I'm a huge crybaby anyway, so not really scared of showing my emotions, I think. And I think so. Listen, I think know that too and get it. I basically had a mental breakdown, to where I just felt like I had let a lot of people down. I let myself down, but it was myself really wasn't the thing that I was focused on. I think that's been a big problem. for a lot of time, I'm a big people pleaser. So, but it was, I had so many people that helped me out throughout that process. And so I felt like it was so much bigger than me to get that job and to land that career and to take off. And it was, I was extremely passionate about it at the time. And it was really giving me a sense of purpose and a sense of direction. And, you know, I was waking up every day with a, you know, something to work on, something to go off of, something to strive towards, something to keep myself accountable, get better. I didn't get it. And it tore me down bad. I remember I got the email that I didn't get selected to go forward. And I just, instead of like, you know, I broke down, I sobbed. You know, I kept it kind of low key. I didn't really tell a ton of people that I didn't get it. And then I immediately flew back home. First time being back home during the summer in years. So that was a trip. And you know, I had so much expectation of going back and having it be more of a celebration than it was more of just like, okay, this is, thank God the timing was there, because I was able to be around family and friends. And, but I had so much expectation of it being so much more exciting with so much of a better vibe and better news. And I just really sat in my feelings and spent time around best friends and family. And it was honestly really good. And then I got back and it was kind of like a reality check. So definitely had a breakdown, definitely grieved for sure. And then got recommended to be put in a program because that same place was testing basically like 2 months. A month and a half, 2 months after I got the news that I didn't get. Yeah. So basically almost just under 2 months. So I had a chance to test again to get on. And so I got recommended through my connections to be in this program, which is notorious for getting people hired. It's a great program with great leadership and get you more involved in the culture at where I was trying to get hired on it. So I didn't get a break really. I got like maybe like just under a 2 week break. And then I got recommended for this program and then started. So then I went right back in without a break, basically. I mean, I guess like a 2 week-ish break, but mentally I didn't give myself a break. And so I basically went right into this program. So it was, you know, still working my job that I, you know, just really need to move on from, you know, 4 to noon. Then I was, you know, getting off and either going to a certain station every third day from at 2 to, you know, sometimes 6, 7 PM, getting home, doing more studying. And then in between that, so every third day I was required to be clean shaven, show up at the station, do workouts in full turnout gear, like usually outside. It was great. Same thing. I had purpose. I had drive. I was super driven. I knew that I didn't pass by a ton the first time. So I was like, I'm going to make sure that I pass by more this next time. And then when we weren't at that station, we were, you know, 45 minutes away at my buddy's house that was running and doing like drills and stuff for, you know, pre-academy for this department. And so I wore myself into the ground again throughout the process. But this time felt different because I felt so defeated from the first time. And for some reason, I really wasn't able to fully bounce back and get in the right headspace throughout that entire process at all. And that's just something that I have to continue to work on as I get older. And so, it just really showed throughout this entire last year, just like how many issues that I have, like with myself and yeah, it's just shit that I just smacked again, big time right there. Sorry, especially Jason, he's going to count that one. But so yeah, I grinded through that process again the second time off of almost no break and didn't really feel sorry for myself, tried to bounce back. I thought I handled it well and I studied way more than I did the first time. I go into the test feeling way better, still, you know, not all the way there. And took the test and felt like I did better than the last time. I knew I didn't A+ it at all, but I went into it being like, okay, I definitely did better than the last time. So went into that and take the test. I leave, you know, just overall just still just been dealing with a lot. So it's just was still felt confident though, then still was showing up, doing my thing, grinding, was killing it with my interview prep. I was in such a good position. It wasn't guaranteed, but I was in a really good spot to get hired and start a career and really have a purpose and be driven and, you know, something to wake up for. And about a month after that, as I just I started to notice as that kind of drug on, that as that month waiting for the results to come out, that my drinking seemed to become more and more of an issue as that kind of went on. And it just turned into more and more just times throughout the week going to grab a couple drinks turned into just like, you know, it was just wearing on my health. It was wearing on my mental health, and it just wasn't helping overall. And it just, it was wearing on me so hard, and I wasn't really realizing that it was becoming an issue. And so the results come out, I missed the test by 1 point. And so basically the band-aided problems that I had from not getting hired on the first time, everything opened up and unraveled when I read the email that I missed the test by a point. And basically in itself, it started another mental breakdown, and it was almost kind of like the nail in the coffin of among so many other things of just like that I need to reevaluate my life and the direction that it's kind of heading. And so it was tough, you know, when I didn't pass it, it was so hard. I sank right back into the usual hole that I go into, you know, sobbed a bunch over it. Was so disappointed in myself. I feel like I let so many people down again, because I had a golden opportunity to immediately bounce back and then got into the right program and was feeling really good about where I was at. Just headspace wasn't there, and maybe the timing wasn't right, and maybe that's not what I'm meant to do. But regardless, had essentially another breakdown and just kind of wore through the rest of the summer, just kind of drinking the problems away. And so thank God I have, you know, I do have so many, the family situation's tough. Like I said, most of my family, I really do love to death, and they've been such huge supporters for me and have been there for me so many times. And obviously my best friends, like I said, like Noah and Avery, have been there for me so many times. And just like all my best friends out here, I can name 1,000 more people, but those two alone, I just feel like I let down so much with not getting the job just because of how much they've been there for me and supported me. And, so yeah, I crashed through the floor basically, and then was just drinking the problems away, and then just not really addressing that was a problem. And so, it was definitely tough, and I just kind of let that rock. Sorry, I got to adjust this light a little bit because the lighting in here is terrible. The sun's going down. It's really pretty. I don't want to shut the blinds. But I finished up my counseling sessions with, once that happened, it was really just like, okay, I got to reevaluate my entire life. And I had to just be real with myself that hold on 1 second. And okay. Just got to read this really quick. Sorry. My bad. I'm so sorry. Sorry about that. It's, I'm just trying my best to grind through this episode because it was so hard to sit here and just like actually start it up. So, I mean, the fact that we're even this far deep into it, don't even know how long I've been recording for. I was supposed to start a timer, but you know what? Fuck it. Let's just roll with it now that we're going. So thanks again for everyone sticking around. And, thanks again to everyone who's listened. Like I said, I'm too blessed. You know what I mean? I have too many people that care about me in my life, and some people I sit alone, and I've been alone like for a majority of my 20s, and I've lived such an insane life with, you know, really just going out and doing chasing after whatever I want, and it's been such an unreal experience. But it's at the same time, it just gets tough because whenever shit happens like this, I really want to internalize it and not talk and suffer through it, because I feel like I'm bothering everybody with what I'm going through just because I'm the one that has caused so much pain and so many issues. So it's like, I feel like I don't really deserve help and support at times. And a lot of that stems from the tough relationship I've had with my mom. I've been pretty open about that, just with my family life in general, but more so with my mom. But so I noticed the drinking was a huge problem and went back and finished my counseling sessions for free through this church with my counselor, Ken, who's like my saving grace. The dude is so awesome. He's helped me kind of reevaluate a lot and become a lot of who I am today versus, you know, who I was just a couple months ago and a year ago and then so on. And so then now it was just super, super rough. And with him, I mean, that man has seen me, that man that I didn't know until about like October of last year has seen me sob and break down and cry in that counseling room. I can't tell you how many times and how hard, but he's been a blessing to me. And among so many other people, yeah, I'm just trying to like reiterate that I'm not alone. And I have so many people that have been there for me so many times. And a lot of the times I really do feel like I don't deserve all the love, help and support that I do have. And I don't really know where that comes from. But I guess I have, you know, however long on this planet to hopefully get to the bottom of that and figure it out before I continue to ruin friendships and relationships and yeah, it is tough. I see a lot of my best friends still back home around in that area and they still see each other all the time and they're really great with communicating with me and still hanging out or like gaming or talking to me it definitely does weigh on you for sure when you see all your, you know, longtime best friends still doing their thing back home and getting to see each other and being around each other. Cause we're in such an era where it is so easy and awesome to be able to still FaceTime, still Zoom, still game with your friends. But I'm such an in-person lunatic to where it's like, I don't get the full effect unless I'm with my best friends where I get to hug them. I get to be, you know, in the same vicinity as their energy. I get to feel their vibe. I get to feel their energy and be around them. And they're, you know, I miss them all the time. And I've cried so many times, just from missing them. And I have so many good friends out here too, but it's just like, in a way, like there is definitely a little bit of a difference. I do miss them all dearly. And it's just a part of life. And it's just me putting that same love and energy into the people that I have out here, and still always maintain those friendships. And that's another thing that's tough too, is it's you, as you get older, you, people that I've never thought that I wouldn't be friends with, I don't really talk to or don't talk to at all anymore. And there's so many people that have exited my life and, you know, probably because of me and me not being aware enough at the time or even if I've tried to mend it, still maybe people are just fed up with, you know, who I've been or how I've been. So it definitely gets sad. I've definitely cried probably the most this year than I think I might ever have, honestly. And it's a part of growing up and it's a part of life. And, but yeah, so all those people that like, I really don't talk to anymore. I miss so many of you if you are listening to this. And I don't wish like ill will on anybody. I really haven't. I don't pray for anybody's downfall. It's just weird to me. Like I hope that you're happier. If you had to leave, you know, being around me or being in contact with me or being my friend for you to be a happier life, for you to have a happier life, then more power to you. If I was the problem, then absolutely. I'll do whatever I can to mend that and to fix that. Cause I am a much different and I'm still the same goofy idiot me, but there's a lot more substance. There's a lot more caring. There's a lot more being considerate of other people's feelings now versus, you know, just a little bit ago. And yeah, a lot of it's been, you know, pushing myself to do this. So going back to kind of jumping back to where it was, as I closed my last session with my counselor a couple months ago, I jumped back into counseling this time. Now with a professional. And if you're feeling at all like doing something crazy, definitely call me. If you have my number, call me. I'll take whatever time. I'll sacrifice my hours of sleep to help people out. I don't know if that's supposed to be my purpose or what's going on now. Cause like I said, after not making this last test, you know, I think fire might still definitely be in my future, but at the same time, it's just kind of taking a huge step back and maybe coming to terms with maybe it's a different direction. Cause there are so many different departments out here that I could get on that I've just almost been kind of lazy and unmotivated to, cause I was so involved and had so many connections with this other one. So, but yeah. So regardless, it got to the point where I went and saw, now I'm paying, you know, out to ask for a legit licensed professional counselor, which the counselors before at the church were just lay counselors. So they've had a lot of training and they're really good at what they do, but it's overseen by a legit counselor. So, now I'm paying for a legit counselor, and he's awesome. And so in our first session, I just kind of gave him a brief like overview of what the most like recent struggles have been. And then I kind of went into detail about like the drinking history within my family. And then, you know, how I had been handling the summer. And, he just straight up told me, he's like, if I were you, I would just, it's obvious that like, this is becoming a problem. And it is like an underlying problem with it being in your family. And, most cases than not, he's like, I know it's easier said than done, but I would just stop the drinking and the smoking entirely, because it's not going to help you at all, especially with what you're going through right now. And so, and that's what I did. I took a big look in the mirror and reevaluated and still reevaluating, and, just realized that I've told friends and, you know, people that I'm in contact with, or it's gotten brought up when, you know, I've been offered a drink in the last 2 weeks, but I am 2 weeks fully sober now of any booze or smoking. And I can definitely notice a difference. If you are struggling at all, definitely talk to somebody or get involved with a program or call somebody. Like, oh, the thing I was going to say, look up any crisis line like in your area. If you're not doing well, call them. That's what they're there for. Don't feel bad about calling them. I've called them on and off for years, because I feel like I hate bothering the same people all the time. And so that's what I've done. So definitely look up any numbers in your area, and like the National Suicide and Crisis Hotline is there, super easy to get access to and to call it. And they've been a huge help for me. So definitely don't hesitate to do that. But so yeah, talking to him, and then now it's that's just what it is. That's just what it is now. And it sucks, because I'm not really, I'm on TikTok. I haven't, like I said, I've been lazy on even posting on that. But I haven't really been loud on social media. I mean, I have Snapchat, but I have a whole new one now. So it's like, I have a quarter of just a fraction of who I had growing up. And that was not like a fuck you to anybody at all. It was just one of those things where I got rid of Snap, Instagram, and Twitter off my phone in August of 2020, I think. And it is now November of 2023. And so a couple months after that, I did get Snap back. And that one is like kind of funny to be in like groups of and to kind of fuck around on. I've debated getting like Twitter back, and I might never get, I've checked Instagram on my laptop like maybe 6 or 7 times, I think, in that entire time that I haven't had it, just to like go through like who's still like friends of mine that are still sending me stuff like in my DMs, like funny stuff here and there or throwback stuff. And it's weird. And I just feel like part of me doesn't think that I'm cool enough to be on social media. I struggle with not being handsome enough, like aesthetically pleasing enough to be on there. A lot of it seems forced, and I like a lot of things like more genuine. And like in the moment, I think TikTok's a little bit easier for me when it comes to that. And so I feel like I feel like I'm losing out on a lot of opportunities with connections and meeting people and making more friends and just giving myself more opportunities by not being on it. But I guess just for right now, that's the mission that I'm on for myself. And I like I said, if you're struggling with like taking it off, like not doing well, or, you know, struggling with the same things that I've, Cause like I said, just like not feeling handsome enough, not feeling cool enough, not feeling like I can even be cool enough on the apps anymore. And I just hit like a weird time where I couldn't stand everything that was going on at that time. I needed to get away, needed to get off of it. And then I just have stayed off of it since. And yeah, it's definitely helped, I think, overall in the scheme of things. But I feel like I've definitely cut myself short on a lot, because I could just easily post a lot of stuff, even for this podcast, to promote it and to get it big. But it's like, I just don't really have a drive or a desire, and I don't feel funny enough to be on it sometimes. And I know all that's bullshit, and I shouldn't compare myself to anybody else. It's not even like a comparing thing for me. It's just like a me thing almost, or it's just like, I just feel like I can't like cut it to be on there. And I even struggle with it with TikTok all the time. Like I just, sometimes I'll post something that I think is like funny in the moment, and then I'll go back like a day or two later and be like, oh my fucking God, like why did I even think that was funny? And it's just like I definitely, I don't know if it's really envy, but I look up to a lot of those people that are just able to be themselves on social media, and to where it's like it's just easier for me to be myself like this, like on here like this, and just spew what's going through my head. And so it's been a lot of journaling, it's been a lot of self-reflection, it's been a lot of trying to value, you know, stop being so caught up in the past that it ruins the present, and also being so worried about the future that it ruins the present. So it's trying to be grounded where my feet are as best as I possibly can. And yeah, it's been hard. And like I said, if you're still even listening to this, like, thank you. And you know, reach out. If you're thinking about doing the same thing, I highly recommend it. My mental clarity just in 2 weeks is insane. I'm sleeping better. It's harder to be sad. I can definitely make a comment on that for sure. So that's been huge, because I think a big thing about my problem is that I think I'm so used to staying in the sadness that it's almost become, it's like a habit that I have to break now. And I think taking the step back from the drinking and the smoking forces you to be with your thoughts. And so it's just like forming me into more of who I'm supposed to be. And, you know, it might not be forever. Maybe if I have a healthier relationship with it, you know, but I mean, for the foreseeable future, I really don't see a desire to really get back into it. And it's because I'm having such a good enough time not doing it as of right now. So over the weekend was the first time I'd even really entertained it, because like we were hanging out with a few people that, you know, that still do it. So it was the first major test of being around, you know, drinking and smoking and not, you know, folding to it. So I did get a six pack of NA beer. And so I drank all six of those. And I even noticed that I did like how, and these were, I don't know if there's like two, like non-alcoholic. And then, like I know some NA beers that have like 0.5. So like if you drink 50 of them, like you'll feel something, but these were 0.0%, and they tasted, it was like the non-alcoholic version of Stella's. And I just had a six pack, and I even found just on, so I did like, I, noticing for me, I did like that it was giving me the feeling of still being able to hang out with everybody and have the illusion of still having like a beer, like something just to sip on and to feel like I'm involved in that way. So I did like that aspect of it, but at the same time, it was, both Saturday, so both yesterday morning and this morning, after just a couple of them, I still had like, and I don't know, maybe if it was just me being out of my environment or being at a higher elevation or not getting great sleep, being like inconsistent on my sleeping patterns, going to bed a little bit later, sleeping in a little bit later. Maybe that was the reason, but I still felt like it went away as I got up and started the day both times, but I still had like the slight feeling of a little bit of like a mini hangover almost, where like I felt a little bit like shit, like initially waking up, like how I have felt after drinking in the past. And so I don't know if that's going to be the move or not, but cause that's the biggest thing that sucks is I love social drinking. I love going out and getting hammered with my friends and dancing and joking around and having fun and But all that was just, it was just, I could just, the trend was, it was, I think that I can have, you know, cause I love the social aspect of it so much. I love the fact of being like, hey, like, hey, what are you doing? Like, do you want to go grab a beer or two or whatever and just shoot the shit? And shout out to my other buddy, Gabe and his girl, Taylor. Like, they've been a huge help too. And he's such a close friend of mine in such a short period of time. And he's been there for me so many times. And it was just kind of our dynamic. And he's been like almost, basically like another therapist for me, like as a friend. But like, I hate putting that pressure and that feeling on like friends of mine so much. And so, it's been whatever. So it's been good though. And, it's trying to fill that time. You know what I mean? I've saved a ton of money, which was huge. Cause that's also been a problem of mine for my entire life, is not really having a healthy relationship with money. And it's forcing me to do more things like learn how to cook more stuff, which has been kind of like a fun, different experience. And then, you know, I got Warren Carter's piano back here to kind of get back into streaming video games. I was on Kick, but now I think I'm switching back to Twitch because I have like this, I should have never switched because I have the more solid following on Twitch anyway. So it's like, so if you want to get more information and tune into that, let me know. Or, I think I'm Drake Augie or Augie Dog or something like that on Twitch, and I'll shoot me whatever, and I'll try to link that if you want to come watch me bullshit with my friends and play video games. And so yeah, it's been a lot, but it's been good. It's been good. It's, you know, I basically have taken a complete break from weightlifting. And so that's definitely been wearing on me too, mental health wise, because I don't even have like a fraction of like the body that I used to have. So that definitely goes into, you know, my identity is, you know, being strong and that like helping my confidence. And I've taken a complete break on that. And I've dealt with a pretty like weird knee injury since our last season of basketball. I still don't really know like what the full deal is with that, but it's still not at like a full 100%. And so it's been a good like rest break, and I've been finding myself going on a lot more walks, and I stay pretty physical at work. You know, I'm lifting like 150, sometimes 200 pound doors, a bunch of them, and loading them up on the trucks and taking them off. And, you know, shelving and trim is not light either. So I definitely have maintained enough while working there, but still just nowhere where I used to be. And so I know it's a good restart. I know I'll get back into that, but yeah, overall, it's been a very trying time. I got back kind of like into church a little bit here and there. I was going to like a men's Bible study and then trying to go to church on Sundays. And I still don't know if that's going to be like my entire vibe, because I've taken a huge break from it again over these last couple weeks, just because I spending it with friends and, you know, and just I've just found like as of right now, like that's just, I think, the better help for me too. So it's trying to read more, trying to, you know, I want to learn a couple languages. So just putting my effort into that, and just trying to overall be a much better person, a better friend, a better son, a better brother, a better uncle, better nephew, better person. And it took a huge reset and a huge crash to rock bottom to kind of recognize that and push forward. And, so yeah, like I said, I appreciate everything. And I guess I don't know how long I've been recording, but I don't want to keep boring everybody. But I'll probably be trying to get some episodes out over these next couple weeks and kind of get back into it. But I guess it's just, I wrote down, I saw this on TikTok. TikTok has been huge for mental health, the amount of people they have on there. If you're struggling too, there's a ton of people that I listen to all the time on lives that have been a huge help to me. Like, they're all life coaches. And I think a lot of that is, you got to like to be a life coach. It kind of, that saves you from a lot of liability stuff by being a life coach instead of like a mental health professional. So that's how a lot of them are able to do it. But a lot of them give super solid advice. And, so just like, as we're going over this now, as I'm going to wrap it up, I'll just go over, I wrote down this power and mindset, like mindset shifts. And it's this thing I wrote down. This girl posted this TikTok that was awesome a couple days ago, and I wrote them all down. I wrote the lines in red that and crossed them out with just a one single cross of the, like, what a lot of people think are like the negative things I think. And then I wrote down the positive things to tell yourself and to say, because a lot of the stuff you say, you're feeding it, like, and it you're feeding like your attitude, the way you talk to yourself, the way you are like positive and more optimistic throughout the day. All that stuff is extremely real. And like keeping your vibration high, keeping your energy high. Mine's been so low now for so long to where it got to a point, especially with the part, like the drinking and the smoking, where it was like, nothing changes if nothing changes. And so it was like worst case scenario, I become healthier because of this, you know what I mean? And so I won't be, you know, socially being out there as much, but I'll find different friends, you know, outside of that. And still have my core friends with me right now. Huge supporters, can't thank them enough. And then, yeah, so I'll just go through just kind of what this TikTok said that I wrote down. So the first one was, what am I doing in life? And change that to, I am exactly where I need to be. And the next one was, I'm so done. Change that to, it is truly a gift to spend time learning and loving myself. Then the next one was, I'm so tired of getting up early. I just want to sleep. And change that to, what a blessing it is to have another day to be alive. And going on from that is, I have so much anxiety and so much negative thoughts and emotions. Change that to, what a beautiful thing it is to feel everything so deeply. Next is, why is this happening to me? Change that to, what is this teaching me? Next is, I'm so tired, I want to give up. Change that to, I'm so blessed with the possibility of creating the dream life that I want if I put in the work. Next is, I'm seeing no progress. Change that to, how beautiful is it that I have a body that allows me to work out the joys of the journey? Next one is, I'm so behind compared to everyone else. I take this one super personally too, because that was a big thing where the shutdown for me was, it felt like, even though like there is no timetable, it felt like there's so much societal pressure to already have my shit together and be making a ton of money and already have like a home and have like a nice car and be all the way together. And it's just that's just not my path. And it's just not realistic for everybody. We're all on a different timeline. And so I'm so behind compared to everyone else. Change that to, my path and my journey is unique to me. Trust that it is leading me on my own time. And yeah, I'll just end it with that. So like I said, definitely reach out. I thank everyone else that's ever, anyone that's ever listened. Can't thank you enough, honestly. Sorry about this episode. Like I said, hopefully you guys got down with it. If we haven't talked in a while, reach out. I love catching up with people. I love hearing what's going on in other people's lives. Talk to me about what you're struggling with, what your plans are to get through it, and what your dreams and goals are. And hopefully we can keep this motivation up. And like I said, I can't thank you guys enough for listening to me just spew my bullshit. And yeah, with that, I'll let you guys go. So hopefully we can kind of get back into it. And thanks so much again, for really getting down and fucking with this. This is, I don't know much about my purpose, but, I think this is one thing that I don't know if I can fully stop. Cause I think, I don't know if it's really like helping people, but this helps me overall. So if it does help you, awesome. That's, and continue to tell me that. And I love that I'm helping anybody out that I can, but this is a thing that helps me out. This is almost like a therapy session for me, even if it's just sending it into the void, like whatever. So it's part of growing up and being more self-aware. So, you know, whatever, we're going to rock with it for now. So thanks again. And hopefully I'll be seeing you guys again soon.